So I had a really cool experience in my meditation this morning. I was meditating for a half hour, and in the meditation, I was speaking to spirit, and I was asking him. Actually, I asked him in my meditation yesterday, and he answered today. funny. I don't know why it's so funny to me. So I asked him yesterday, I was saying to him, I said, I've wanted to say I love you, but I don't really feel that that's appropriate. It feels like saying I love you to you is almost like I'm giving you something that you don't need me to give. Like, I don't know, like it's hard to explain. It just didn't feel right. And the reason why is because when I would go and pray every morning, I pray first thing. My prayers have gotten steered, if you will, to where I would start off with, please guide me, talk to me, surround me with light, blah, blah. And so spirit has been shutting all that down and saying basically to just focus on him, be in gratitude, and just make that conscious contact that that was the point now. And that every prayer that I had had still a little flavor of separation, if you will. And so it's almost like to join with the Holy Spirit, I need to first feel like I'm not, and that I need to join. And so I was affirming, I was doing this dance back and forth. I'm separate, no, I'm not. I'm separate, no, I'm not, kind of a thing. I'm disconnected, I'm connected, like that kind of thing. And so spirit's been really cutting that out. So that's why when I was in this meditation yesterday, I wanted to say, I love you. And I couldn't. Like, I felt like, no, not, not, no. So what came back? So I said, well, tell me, what is it? So today I was in this meditation and he basically said, you don't love me because your understanding of what love is. He said, you are in love with me. And I was filled with all this joy and all this love, and it was just so amazing. I don't love the Holy Spirit. I'm in love with the Holy Spirit. And it brought it around to a lesson that I have been getting from him over the past few days. And it was, there was still a lingering part of caring if somebody liked, quote unquote, me, quote unquote, and what that was about. And so I had asked for this healing around it. So what I got, and this was I think yesterday or the day before, was that the Holy Spirit doesn't like, and God doesn't like, and the Son of God does not like. Only the ego likes. The Holy Spirit is love. Love, loving love. God is love, loving love. And I, as the Son of God, am love, loving love. And so to be concerned as to whether or not somebody likes, quote unquote, me, even to get that they are not necessarily seeing, quote unquote, me, but seeing their story about their projected ego story about maybe who they think I am. It's still identifying with a separate identity, false self. It's still doing that. And so the feeling of abandonment or separation that I was attributing to the possibility of somebody not liking me was actually coming from the feeling of being disconnected. Because I have to feel disconnected if I identify with a separate self-identity. And this is actually quite similar to a huge shift I had many years ago when I was living in Texas, when I was really focused on this issue I had, this incredibly painful, scary, terrifying, depressing issue I had that was basically the fear of abandonment. And in this fear of abandonment, I would do anything. I would stay in a situation or do anything to avoid being abandoned, quote unquote, by somebody else. And what happened was, and this I still remember exactly the feeling I had when I had the miracle, it was, well, here's the deal. When you believe that you are a false self and you need to behave as if you are this false self and improve this false self and with this false self do all kinds of false things, meaning they're not really authentically coming from who you really are, then if somebody ends up liking that, you might feel a temporary sense of somewhat of a joining. But then if they don't like it or they leave, you will feel abandoned. But what you really feel when you're abandoned is not them abandoning you, because that's impossible. It's really that your self-concept, by identifying with this false self-concept, you've abandoned you. And now that you're not feeling this fantasy connection with your brother, where false self connects with false self, after that, I realized that if I'm ever afraid of being abandoned by anyone, then it's because I've already abandoned me. And that abandonment rupture, that feeling that I had when people would leave or even when people didn't like me, was so big because I was in my false self and I was feeling the awareness of my own abandonment of myself. So, but yet, even though that healed to such a big degree, I still had this feeling like, you know, I still want people to like me. I still had this. And it was there as this corroding thread through everything. I would work with people, and I work with people to help them to heal from trauma. I'd work with them, and I would be that clear channel, and I'd let the Holy Spirit speak through me, and I'd really be focused. And then after I'd come out of it, like I'd be, the opening for the ego would come back in, and then there'd be this thought about it. And this thought about it would be, you know, if they had gotten upset in the process, it might say, oh, well, I hope they still like me. You know, like I hope I was still liked. But I wasn't even concerned with it when I was totally in that moment with Spirit working on the healing. I was concerned after I thought about it. And so every once in a while, there would be something. And if somebody didn't seem to like me, it would really plague me. It would be an obsessive thought in my mind. And then I was thinking, okay, Holy Spirit, it obviously must mean I don't like me. So how do I like me so that it doesn't bother me? Because, you know, you spot it, you got it. But I wasn't really getting that. No, it really wasn't that. It really wasn't that at all, actually, because Holy Spirit didn't give any hoots as to whether or not I liked me, because the Holy Spirit doesn't care about like. The Holy Spirit. This world, the bodies, and everything in it is temporary. And if you want to know proof of that, just look at the word like. The same person who likes you today can not like you tomorrow. The same thing you might like today, you might not like tomorrow. The same thing somebody might like about you today, they might not like in 5 seconds. So the like, it's of the ego. It's automatically of the ego. It's a preference. It's separation. It's comparison. And it's the most unstable feeling of attraction. It's specialness. And so that really helped me. The key word of Facebook. Oh, that's awesome, Jim. That's perfect. So that's it. This feeling that somebody needs to like somebody or somebody needs to like something. I mean, this even gets in the way of me even being fully guided, because You know, if I have this need for somebody to like me, then that'll be the hiccup in my guidance system, because it'll be like, Holy Spirit will be like, Lisa, I want you to do this. Okay. I want you to do this. Okay. Now I want you to do this. Well, here's the deal. I don't know about this, because if I do this, this might happen. Really, Lisa? So, do I want to be in love with my brothers? Do I want to be in love with the Holy Spirit? Do I want to be in love? Do I want to be in love with everything and everyone? Do I want to be in love? Or do I want to like, don't like? And it's very much in tune with what Faye was just sharing when she said, this is not only about when you think you're suffering. You know, this is about when you think you're really happy about something too. You know, there's a part of you that's going, yes, this is great. I like this. I don't like that. You know, and this is the way that the ego orders the world. I don't like that person. I like this one. So it's separation. So it really was a freeing shift for me. I was talking to somebody yesterday who had some stuff come up to heal the day before. And in the middle of it, felt a defense come up, a trigger come up in our working together, and she did not like me in that moment. She did not like me. And she made it very clear she didn't like me. But what was revealed and what I ended up saying to her was, I love you too much to lie to you. I love you too much to not say what I feel guided to say. I'm not going to co-sign the illusion. I'm not going to pretend that I agree with what you're telling yourself. You know, if you want to believe that so-and-so's an a-hole or so-and-so's a freak or so-and-so is evil, but I know where this is coming from and I see where I'm supposed to be directed to say what to do with this with you, I would not be showing you love if I was more concerned about you liking me. And this is something that, you know, is really important for someone who was gripped by this concept. So I just feel really grateful that I can focus on being in love with my brothers, being in love with the Holy Spirit. Now, every time I think about it, like I turn my attention within and to that inner altar, and I'm in love. I'm in love with the Holy Spirit. You know, I'm in love. I'm really grateful for this because this seems to be an issue that I seem to have a lot of people around me in the world and in ACM Gather that have talked about this too. So it wasn't anything I had any real answers for. I'm just grateful. So I felt to share that. Jim says, Hoffmeister calls it people pleasing. You know, it's really funny, Jim. I was recording this event for women in recovery, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. And when I was there, she was giving a talk for like an hour and I was recording her and she said, yeah, I thought my biggest issue was that I was a people pleaser. And I told my sponsor, I know what my issue is. I'm just a people pleaser. And my sponsor said, really? So you think you're a people pleaser, do you? Well, tell me, who's been pleased? That was so funny. Nobody was pleased. Nobody. Ah, it's so funny. Nobody was pleased. Nobody gets pleased by people pleasing. Because to please the ego, the ego wants more. The ego's whole adage is, okay, well, that worked. And what about this? The ego's always on to the next thing. It doesn't sit there and go, ah, thank you for pleasing me. The ego wants to know what else you're going to do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, co-signing BS is not helpful. Like Deb was saying on the board right now, really, how is enabling BS helpful? And it's not. And you know why it's not? It's not even about anybody else. If I even just the slightest say, oh, you're right, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't need to argue with someone or tell them I'm right or tell them that they're wrong. That's not it either. But I definitely need to stay tuned into the Holy Spirit and ask how to see the whole situation, whatever it is, because it's all happening within my mind, and to ask for what the truth is and to ask for what I'm supposed to say or do. Because if I co-sign somebody's belief system because I want to be nice, meaning I'm deciding for myself, what ends up happening is I start to really fall asleep. First of all, I'm falling asleep because I'm deciding for myself. Second of all, I'm driven by a belief that needs to heal, that I need to be liked, or I need to be nice, or I need to, you know, make them happy, you know, that I'm responsible for their quote-unquote feelings. And third of all, whatever it is that they're believing, I'm starting to buy into. And you know what? Do you know what? This is why I never became an actress. And this is nothing against anybody in theater, but I have to tell you, this is what happens to me. I am a sarcastic person, and I will, like, pretend to cry or, you know, whatever. And I will actually make myself cry. Like, I'm so impressionable. Like, I can go and I can say, oh, like, and be sarcastic and totally be kidding and just make this sobby noise. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like that. And all of a sudden I will feel weepy. And I'm like, ow, I can seriously bring this state about. I can call upon a sadness or anger or something, some inner brain chemical. I could do that. So if I'm with somebody and I'm co-signing their illusion, I'm entering into their dark dream, I'm in it. You know, I'm in it. You know, instead of staying with a sponge on the outside of a mud bath, I'm going, all right, to be loving, I'll just jump in and get muddy with you. And that doesn't help. It doesn't help anyone, and it hurts me because it affirms error in my mind. Yeah, I fall for my own joke. It's really funny though, because oh, so, you know, and it's really interesting too, because I do watch movies this way too. I watch it and I move along with it, but I stay constantly connected with the Holy Spirit, and I ask him to reinterpret it for me, and I end up getting a lot of healing that way. Because this is all, it's fun, you know, watch a show or watch a movie and then just have it just reinterpreted. It's a lot of fun. So I'm really enjoying doing the lessons this year. I'm getting really into them. And I'm obeying the laws of the world, I guess, when you say, because it's the leap year and half of the ACIM community is on lesson 82 and the other half of the ACIM community is on lesson 81. So I'm on lesson 81. So when I come in here and people are sharing about today's quote-unquote lesson being 82, it's like, it's funny because I'm kind of doing two lessons at once then. Isn't that taboo? So, in love. In love. So isn't that awesome? What a great shift. What a great shift to be able to say, you know what? I don't care if somebody likes something anymore. I just don't care. And I catch myself even today going, I really like this shift in perception. This shift in perception is awesome. I like this one. You know, it's like, really, Lisa? I just have to put my stamp of approval on this one, Holy Spirit. Give me more. Yeah, it is freedom. Because being able to be in the battleground, but above the battleground, you know, being able to be standing there, no matter what my brother's going through, and just being able to stay in the peace. When it came to what my brother was going through, I was able to stay with spirit and not co-sign, not go, oh, I feel so sorry for you. Normally, I would think there's no such thing as a victim of the world, but you and what you're telling me, I now believe again in a victim. Like, I can't, that's not. But yet, there was still this belief what loving was, and what lovability was. But really, we're not talking about love. We're not talking about lovability. We're talking about like, and we're talking about likability. it's so unstable, you can't even have five people liking the same thing. It's all perception. It's the most unstable God that you could ever want to worship. The most unstable is the like God. You have the loving God and you have the like God. The like God. The like God. But it is, you know, because if there's any moment that I'll make a decision for myself, it was when I was concerned with like. So the loving God had my attention until he asked me to do something that the like God didn't approve of. And so the like God is going, no, I don't like that. And I don't think other people will like me for doing that. So, yeah. Can I get another opinion? Yeah. Getting credit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Approval, credit. Oh, you like that? I'm the one who said it. I actually had that happen in A Course in Miracles. It was so funny. I had somebody quote me, but they didn't give me the credit. And I was like, hey. And then I'm like, really? Really? Where did you get it from? Like, there's no private thoughts. There's no such thing as ownership. So it's like, really? And I was like, oh, never mind. So. Anyway, I hope you liked this discussion for a half hour. I hope you liked my share. Nah, screw it. Don't like me. Love me. Be in love with me. Just be in love with me. I am in love with you. And we're in love with God. Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about it? Mm-hmm. I feel good. I'm dropping the microphone.